In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, today, my beloved, we are celebrating the Saint Hierarch, John Maximovich, John of the Shanghai and of San Francisco. He was a beautiful saint that had loved so much, especially the children that made orphanages for him, first in Shanghai and then, of course, in San Francisco. He made orphanage for the children, and he wanted to take care of them. He would also be going all the time to hospitals to visit the sick, even if there nobody asked him, nobody called him, but the Lord would open up to him those who needed to be healed, or those who needed the Holy Communion, and he would come. And many times, even at night, he would be able to come, and he would visit the sick, and he would visit the prisoners. And one day there was a situation where he was asked to come to an old gentleman that was in the hospital. And he came in, but instead of paying attention to the old gentleman, he came up to another bed where there was a young man. And he had a guitar there, and he came up to him and talk to him and made him to repent and give him communion. And that young man, because the Lord revealed to him, he was clairvoyant, and he revealed to him that that young man is going to die before the old man. And sure enough, the next day or day after, the young man had went to the kingdom of heaven through the help of the true pastor, my beloved. Today's gospel, we heard about the true pastor. The Lord says he is a true pastor, and he goes after the lost sheep. And this is what St. John did. St. John had went after the lost sheep and lost sons. And my beloved, he had the true love, and he loved everybody, of course, especially Russians and all the Orthodox people, and even non-Orthodox. He would try to help so much. He would try to convert everybody to the true faith. And he went through all kinds of degradations and all kinds of troubles. And I remember one particular time when he was attacked by, I think it was a Star Stephen, he was really shouting at him, screaming at him, and somebody wanted to defend him. And St. John says, no, let him go. He's not here, but the evil one is doing that. Pray for him. And he had absolutely no hatred for anybody. And the people were, some of the people, through the prompting of the evil one, were turning against him. But my beloved, the Lord loved those who are able to, in meekness and humility, to take abuse. And he was able to take all kinds of abuse from all kinds of people. And my beloved, we have to continue to love him and to pray for him, for he is praying for every one of us. And he also had a great love for the royal family of Russia, and he would be commemorating and anyone he would come to the church. And I've heard it myself, not once, but he would commemorate the Grand Duke Vladimir Kirillovich. He would commemorate him as the head of the House of Romanov, my beloved. He had a love for the monarchy, and he had prayed for the Russia to be resurrected and for the people to come back to the true faith and true knowledge of God, and not to look for the temporary, but look for the eternal life. For everything will be given to you. If you look for the kingdom of heaven, everything else will be granted to you, said the Lord. And his promises are absolutely true, and he fulfills them. My beloved, we have to realize that. We have to live according to the gospel. And this is what the Saint John, of course, have done, and he's trying to get us to follow him in that narrow, thorny way. It's true, but it leads to the kingdom of heaven. And he was joyful. They have so many photographs of him, and he's always has a beautiful smile, and his soul was like a little pure baby's soul, and my beloved. And we have to learn. We have to learn from him to be meek and humble and not to be afraid of anybody. And he was never afraid of any government or anything. And in fact, when he was first staying with lots of people on an island where they had great storms over there all the time, hurricanes, and but when he was able to save the people and have them translate and transport it to another place with himself. And then the storm started and the hurricane started again at that island. My beloved, he had been able to pray his heart out to even control, as you can see, the weather. And it's just like the old saying, so many miracles were happening to him. And when he had passed away, and of course he was walking and all over the world and being driven with the holy icon of the Kursk icon of Mother of God. And he would be coming also to the church where I was an altar boy, and that was in America. And he was a member of the synod, and at that time he was a bishop of the Paris. And he came in, and he was flying in to the synod meeting, and then after that he would come to see the priest that I was in the church with, because he was from a catacomb church, and he loved the true church of the persecuted church, of course, in Russia. As I said, he loved everybody, and he wanted everybody's salvation. And my beloved, let us try to remember that love is the key that we need. That not only do we have to have the truth, but we also have to have the love. And the love is using many times economy to try to bring somebody closer to God. And my beloved, this is what he was doing. He is trying and continues to try to pray, and he is praying for all of us, and asking for the Lord to give us all the kingdom of heaven. For this is what he wants, of course, because he has the love. He has the love of the Lord. And my beloved, this is what we have to develop. We have to work on it, to live according to the gospel, and to think less of the temporary but more of the eternal, and to want to meet with the saint John. I've seen him, I've served in the altar with him, and it was beautiful. And my beloved, he looked like he had a big belly, but it was not true. We as the altar boys, we found out he put a pillow underneath there to make it look like he's got a fit, big fat belly, and actually he didn't. We see him sometimes, he would raise it up because it was coming down too much. And he was also, when he was sometimes in the all night vigil, he would be if he wouldn't be serving, he would be sitting in the altar, and the altar boys thought, well, he's taking a nap, but no way, he would never nap. He would always be in deep prayer, and when the choir director or the reader would make something wrong or miss a sentence or something, he would immediately make a voice and absolutely and correct the person. So we knew that he was not taking any naps, but that he was always concentrating on the prayers, and it was so beautiful to be around him, my beloved. When he was When he died, they found him on his knees right before the holy icon of the Kursk Mother of God. And he was buried behind the altar in the San Francisco Joy of All Sorrows, the church which he did build, which is the biggest church that we have on the outside of Russia. It was able to keep, have about, I think, up to 5,000 people could fit in there. My beloved, he was a true pastor. He was a true pastor that's going after those lost sheep, and he was going after them and continues to go after them right now, and praise his heart for us. And let's try to follow his example, at least in a little bit, of trying to live according to the gospel and to love one another, and to try to also to pray very hard to unite all of us as one body of Christ, but the true Orthodox Apostolic Church, so that we won't have any of the divisions and so on, which, of course, he was also very much against that. He also had a great respect and love for the monarchy, and he would commemorate on the in the church the name of the Grand Duke Vladimir Kirillovich. And my beloved, he had the true love of the Lord, and he wants our salvation, and we know he's praying for us. May God bless you all, and through his prayers, may he help us to go on that narrow, thorny road that leads to the kingdom of heaven, so that we'll be able to take all the sufferings and the hurts and the sicknesses and all those things that we may have to go through, that the Lord allows us to go through without grumbling, so that we'll be able to be have gratitude for the Lord if he sends us some inconveniences or some sicknesses or some hurts, and that we would have to suffer for. We know that he first suffered for us, for all our sins he had taken upon himself. And you, if you are a mother or a father, or if you're a priest, you know how much you suffer when you see your children being hurt and being taken away from the Lord, how it is causing you so much suffering, because love is feeling the suffering of somebody else's, and we co-suffer. And but then on the other hand, when we see somebody rejoicing in a proper way, we rejoice with them also. May God bless you all. And with the prayers of St. John, of Shanghai and San Francisco, may we all be able to go on that narrow, thorny way that leads to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.